This podcast was created on Messy. Create your own show today at messy.fm.
It is September 25th. It's Friday. At 10:28 p.m. And I gotta apologize for a couple things real quick, and then you'll get the podcast. Okay, so one, you can probably already tell, I'm losing my voice. Because for the past, 4 hours, I was, in the car screaming the lyrics to every Lewis Capaldi song he's ever made. So that is my fault, but he just has to make good music. Anyway, my voice is going to be really, bad. It's already cracking so much. And, yeah, right now I'm driving around because I don't want to go home yet. It's not curfew. I have half an hour. Dang it, I only have half an hour. Anyway, okay, moving on. I get so distracted so easily. I was just at my Meijer grocery store, and I just picked up some, water, blueberries, raspberries, because I want fruit, so, why not? No one's stopping me. So I go in the store, I, park, I walk in, and I, lock the car as soon as I get out. Let me back up just a second. If you listen to this podcast, I want you to think about what I did that you do or that you don't do. Okay, so I was pulling into Meijer, I closed my sunroof, I locked the doors as soon as I got there, got my keys, wallet, phone, stuff, mask, stuff like that, just got everything ready to walk into the store. I unlocked my door, unlocked door panel, so it only unlocked my door, and then I got out, closed the door, locked the door, made sure it locked, I looked and made sure the headlights came on, it locked. I walked into the grocery store, there's a man standing there, he just said hello, and I'm it kind of freaked me out a little bit at first, because not used to having greeters, but anyway, the guy standing there, whatever, normal. He's just hello, and I went and got my stuff. It was right up front, so it didn't take me 5 minutes. And then I paid, and I was walking out. The guy said, "Have a good night," or whatever he said. Anyway, I walked to the car, make sure my key is in, or the key fob, because I'm in my mom's car, it doesn't have a key. But I have my key fob to unlock the doors, and I did not know this until today. But her car only unlocks every door at the same time, whereas in my car, if you click the unlock button once, it unlocks the driver's side door, and that's it. And if you hit it twice, it does the passenger door and the driver, and then hit it 3 times, it's every door. So I like that security feature on my car, and I don't really like this car for that reason. This car is a whole lot nicer than my car, but that's the only thing I complain about. And then I get in my car, I unlock the doors, as soon as I get to my door, unlock my door, shove all my crap inside, close the door as soon as I can, and I lock it. And then, and then I just kind of got my stuff ready, plugged my phone in, did everything I needed to do before I could drive safely, so I just got my music going, put my wallet and keys down, whatever. Open the sunroof back up, and at this point I'm driving, so I'm just driving. And then I was thinking about it, this is not normal for so many people, and if you're a female, it sounds a lot more normal to you than it was, it sounds more normal to you than it would be normal to a male or a boy or a man, whatever, anything. Anyways, it actually scares me, and I know it shouldn't, but I am 17 years old, I'm 5'4". And I'm 130 pounds. I would be real easy to snatch up. I would not be hard to kidnap. I'm obviously and I have this moral compass in me that's if someone ever tries to attack you or whatever, you fight as much as you can until they get off or until there's nothing left you can do. And that's just something that I've always known. Ever since I was 4, my mom's if somebody ever comes up and does anything, it's you hurt them, so they'll leave you alone. And it's I don't know, it really bothers me, and I don't know why it just really clicked in today that, I don't feel safe going to the grocery store after, it gets dark, and we're past September, it's the end of September, so it gets dark at, 8:30. And it's I don't know, it really ticks me off that I can't feel safe going to the grocery store at night. And it's I don't want to be, the woman that, can you walk me to my car, because, I just don't want to do that. I'm not, and I don't ever, if I feel threatened, I will. If I, catcalled or anything like that in the store, I definitely do not feel comfortable walking out by myself. Especially because I'm still, like, I'm not an adult. I'm a minor. I'm 17 years old. I'm a child. Like, I just don't feel comfortable doing that. And it's like today, for example, my grandma, like, we just met her by her car. We waited for her, to get off her boat and then met her by her car. And she actually had, one of her coworkers that's a male walk her to her car because she had asked some people politely to put their mask back on. And then they said, like, no. And then she went over and, like, complained because she is at risk and it's dangerous if she gets corona. It has a high risk of not ending very well for her. She could get really sick or not live. There's flashing lights, and I don't know what they're from, so I'm trying to be careful. Anyway. Oh, I think someone got pulled over. But where's the blue? It's a red and white flashing light. That is the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Border Patrol, maybe? Nope, I think that's the police. That is so weird. See, and that's something that... Oh, no, there's blue. Okay. That's something that freaks me the out. Because, like, I am so afraid as a female. And, yes, I watch a lot of crime shows and yada, yada, yada. Anyway, I am so afraid of somebody, like, off-duty police or, like, just some guy that has a siren on his car pulling me over. I'm cooperating, and then, like, something goes bad in the situation of a fake police officer, or police officer that's off-duty, or police officer that has intentions of doing, like, I don't want to say inappropriate, but, like, harmful acts as to, like, hurting somebody or whatever. Because you legally have to pull over for police. And I already know, I don't know if everybody knows this, but if you are skeptical of a police officer or whatever that's pulling you over, call 911. And you can keep moving, talk to the operator, and ask, like, you just say, I'm being pulled over, I'm not sure if it's, like, a legitimate person, it's at night, and I'm, like, I don't know, like, if you, like, just ask, like, you have to call 911 immediately. And then you have to, like, make sure that, and then they can check the car number, where you're at, your location, your vehicle, and, like, because they have to radio it in before they reopen. So if they haven't radioed in, it's not real. And then they will tell you, like, you are, and you just drive to the nearest police station. And, like, I am a lot more recently than, like, since I've gotten my license, like, I am, like, even if it's, like, dark or it's, like, after, like, 4 p.m., in Northern Michigan, that's about when it gets dark, I'm always, like, and it's, like, I know, like, if I'm in a certain spot in town, and I don't want to give this away for any, for, like, privacy reasons or whatever, but if I'm in a certain spot in town, I know the fastest way to get to the police station. Like, I know where it is, I know how to get there, I know, like, I know enough to keep myself safe. But, like, it's just, like, the situations where, like, you can't, like, if you call, it's gonna be, like, it's not that serious as to, like, walking to your car by yourself. And, I mean, I feel I feel like a child for saying that. Like, I don't feel safe, comfortable walking to my car. But it's, like, it's not just me. Like, I know it's not just me. Like, I've had female coworkers in the past that are, like, yeah, I have pepper spray on my keys. Like, and it's, like, I don't want to, like, I don't want to be the person that has to carry that to feel safe. And, like, I was talking with my dad today, and I was at his house, and he, like, saw my keys. And I have a fair amount of stuff on my keys. I have, a power pod. It's, like, a battery pack. I have the key and the key fob to my car. I had my mom's key fob, a keychain from that. And then I had a key to my old car, which probably isn't legal, but... Anyway, it's my first car, so I kept the key. I don't know why. It's just girl stuff. Like, it's memories. I don't know. It sounds so cheesy, but anyway. There's a bunch of keychains. Like, not a bunch. And they're, like, really small. About 4 keychains. And then I have a, like, the Wendy's Frosty thing. A couple other things. It's, like, I have one of those bracelet loops. And, like, just a tethered tie-off knot rope thing. I don't know what it is. And my dad, he was, like, just joking around to set my keys on the table. And he's like, if you ever, like, get in danger, just hit somebody with this. I'm like, yeah, I know you have to, like, put the keys between your fingers and, like, defend yourself. And he's like, no, I mean, like, hit somebody with this. Hold the silicone part of the keys and swing it at people. If, I'm trying to close my sunroof. Like, if you're in danger, hit somebody with it. It's like, I never thought of it as being a weapon as far as, like, my keys just swinging somebody at them. And I probably, to be honest, I probably still won't do that. Just because, like, it's not that heavy. Like, you could swing it off with an arm. So it's like, I'd rather just do the, like, the key knuckle things, where, like, you put a key between each finger, and if someone tries to come up on you or whatever, you just hit them. But, I don't know, it's just, like, I get so angry that, like, I don't feel safe doing things that, like, other people have no problem doing by themselves. And, like, really takes me off, because it's, like, I should feel comfortable, but I don't. And I don't know, I don't think, and I'm saying this as a 17-year-old, I don't think it's a child, like a minor thing. And, like, my sister-in-law, we've, like, talked about it, it's, like, it's scary to walk to your car at night in the dark. One, I'm not the, okay, I'm going to be completely honest, I don't like when it's dark out. Like, obviously, to sleep, that's the best situation. But, like, if it's just, like, pitch black out, like, I don't want to be, like, in the dark, because I can't see what's happening. And that sounds really, like, dumb, but, and, like, it's, like, I don't know, I just don't like the dark. Like, it freaks me out. And, yeah, you can call me whatever, afraid of the dark, whatever. Anyway, I just don't like that I can't, like, if I can't see anything, like, the situation, it really, like, it makes me nervous. Because, like, if I can't see what's happening, I don't know what's happening. It makes me so angry. And I can't even express how angry it makes me. Because, like, it just really, oh man, I could talk about this for hours, but anyway, like, so at this point, I live at a border city. I'm not gonna say what city in this podcast, because, like, if you wanna kill me, do your research, but I live on a border city, a border with Canada and America. Anyway, before Corona, I would go over there a lot, like, maybe once a week or once every other week or something like that. I went over there pretty frequently. I'd go over there for dinner, go to a bakery, the mall, just stuff like that, just day stuff. Because it was like $4 rich fare, and then you're just in the country. And I have a passport. It's like, it's no big deal to just go over for lunch. And, like, my mom would let us, and it's like, okay, that's, like, not a problem. So in my, like, the way I see it, it's not weird. But you're thinking, you go to a different country for lunch. Like, yeah, it costs, like, $8 round trip, but it's not as crazy as it sounds. Because, and personally, I feel, and it's just how I feel, I don't know if it's true, I don't want to find out if it's true, but personally, I feel as if, Canada is a safer place, and I'm not trying to be like, oh, America's not safe, no, I'm just saying, like, it seems, and their population is about double what ours is, but I feel like I see more officers over there. And, like, I see a lot of Border Patrol. I see a lot of Border Patrol in the U.S. around my neighborhood and stuff like that. But it's, like, I don't know. Like, and I've thought about it. Like, it's not safe for me to go to a different country because I want dinner. Like, it's not safe. Like, any rational person would not let their 16- and 17-year-old child go to a different country for dinner. Like, that is the dumbest reason to go to a different country. But, like, and I mean, I'd still do it. Like, I'm not gonna say I'm gonna stop, because I'm not. But, like, I don't know. Like, just, and I haven't been in, like, since March, because Corona kinda happened and the border shut down and stuff like that. But it's like, I'm still gonna go when they open. But it's like, I don't know what it is, but I feel like I've been, like, woken up and snapped out of, like, whatever daydream I was in. And, like, I've been hit in the face by reality that, like, it's not as safe as you think for females. Like, and I'm not trying to, like, be exaggerating or whatever, but, like, I don't know. It's like, unless you're in this situation, like, you don't understand it. Like, even my dad, he's like, and I think it's one of those dad instincts, like, you're my daughter. I understand how, like, pedophile-ish people can be, and how, like, you know, like, girls get kidnapped more than boys or whatever the statistic is. But, and he's very much of, like, you need to defend yourself any way you can. If that means you carry a pocket knife, do it. Like, and I don't carry weapons because, personally, I have no problem with that. People who do, I don't care. But, personally, I don't feel comfortable carrying a weapon because I don't think I could defend myself with it. And I don't think, in a situation where I could, I would want to. Say I'm getting, like, kidnapped or some shit, and I don't want to have to decide if somebody is injured or killed. Like, I don't want to have to decide that. Like, even if I'm being kidnapped, and okay, this is getting a little dramatic, but I've obviously never been in the situation, so I wouldn't know how it feels, and I pray to God anybody listening to this hasn't either, because this is terrible. But obviously, if you're in that situation, it's your life or theirs. But in that situation, I don't know if I could make that decision. Because I'm not, like, I don't want to, like, harm people. Like, I want to make sure everyone's okay. It's like, I don't want to, like, inflict pain or consequences upon anybody else. And, like, obviously you understand because, like, I don't know. I just have a thing against, like, humans are humans and it's like, I can't hurt them. Unless I absolutely have a reason to, and I need to make that decision in the moment. Because it's like, I don't know, everybody has different feelings about this, but like, right now, say for example, and I'm not even gonna go into a situation or a scenario, because I don't want to offend anybody, and I'm not trying to make this more dramatic than it should be. However, this is a very serious topic, and I don't feel a lot of people talk about it. I know there's a lot of organizations that fun for this stuff, but it's like, this is just like my perspective as far as a 17-year-old female goes, because I don't know. It's just like, okay, so I've done a lot of research about different countries and stuff in the past week because I'm trying to apply to a couple different programs as far as like traveling and like colleges and just seeing how safe it is and different laws and that. It's like, Americans are, and I don't want to sound rude or like I'm not grateful that I live in this country. I'm very grateful I live in this country. It could be a lot worse, and I also know it could be better. So I'm just trying to like give you a little bit of perspective. America is not like a very safe country. There are, and I've done research, and it's like some of the countries I looked up, and I don't want to quote me on this, but I'm pretty sure it's Malaysia, and obviously like I'm not, sounds like I'm being stereotypical, but I'm really trying not to, and this is actually, like, legit research I did last night. It was either Malaysia or Indonesia. No, it wasn't Indonesia. It must have been, like, Brazil. No, it was Malaysia or Martinique, I think, and I do not know how to say that, so don't quote me on the word, whatever it is, grammar. Anyway, if a woman is seen wearing clothes that show above her knee, like your skin, like if something doesn't go above your knee, you can get fined and arrested for not wearing clothes that cover your knee. And I'm over, like, literally today I'm wearing a t-shirt and I'm wearing short shorts to the point where my mom would not be happy if she knew I left her knees. However, they're not that bad. I don't think they're bad. I feel comfortable going in public with them. And that's another, like, wearing these shorts, I feel comfortable. However, I did notice, and I'm not, like, okay, I'm trying to be as realistic as possible as far as, like, how I feel and what I experienced today. And this is just one day, one scenario. That is a real-life thing. And, yeah, I'm, like, I don't even know how to explain it because it's, like, I'm wearing pretty short shorts. I'm not even gonna lie. They probably show too much, like, my parents would not approve. But, girl, like, and if you're a female listening to this, you feel comfortable wearing different clothes than maybe what your family would be comfortable seeing you in or wanting you to go in public in. So, and I'm not exposing the girl code or whatever, but if I'm trying to leave the house in a pair of shorts that I want to wear, I do pull them down to make them look longer than they are. Once I walk out those doors, they're getting hiked up past my hips because it's like, I don't know, and it's not that I'm trying to defy the rules. It's just that, like, if I feel comfortable in it, I want to wear it. Like, and I understand, like, I'm still 17 and there is a need for monitoring what kids wear because it's ridiculous what some parents let their kids out in, and I'm not even trying to lie about that. However, I feel a t-shirt and shorts are fairly moderately okay as far as the situation I am wearing and what I'm in right now. Yeah. But I noticed, like, okay, I parked next to an older guy. He had a beard, just older looking. And, like, I noticed I was, like, pulling him down, my shorts down, just a little bit before I walked into the store because it's, like, I know he's not going to hurt me, but at the same time, like, I don't know who he is. So, it's, like, that's how I like to describe it. Like, 99.98% of men have no intentions of intentionally hurting a female or anybody in general. I'm not trying to gender, what's it called? Where, like, you specify men. Women kidnap people, too. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to, like, defend them or anything. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is, like, it's, I don't know, it's just weird. Because, like, when you're taught as a female, when you're being raised and how you're brought up, you usually learn, at least I did, that a harmful person is typically a man. And that's not trying to single anybody out or anything, I'm just, this is how I was raised, keep in mind. So it's like, and men try and like sexualize your body or whatever, and it's like, I fully agree with, hold on just a second, agree with the, something I saw on Facebook. It's like, schools telling girls they can't wear shirts that expose their shoulders is like telling a girl not to wear specific clothes because men might look at it differently, and it's like, because of what you wear should not determine if you get, like, sexualized more or, like, you know what I mean? Like, let me think about this just for 30 seconds. I gotta word this right. It shouldn't matter what you're wearing if you're assaulted or not. And that's, like, take it in for a second. It shouldn't matter what you're wearing if you're assaulted or not. Now keep in mind, if I go out in sweatpants and a hoodie, people aren't gonna look at me the same. Whether you agree with that or not, it's true. I'm sorry, it's true. Where I live and how I was raised and what I believe, that is true. Now if I were to go out in a tank top and booty shorts, you're gonna get different looks. And you know what I mean. You can figure it out. Like, I'm not gonna go black and white, but you can figure it out. And like, I don't know. I don't like that it's like, schools are training women to know, like, okay, I can't wear this because it distracts the boys. It should be more of, like, boys don't get distracted by what you wear because boys are told that they shouldn't look at women like that. If you know what I mean, like, I don't even know if I'm making sense. But it's like, it shouldn't matter what I wear if something happens to me or not. I should be able to wear what I want and be looked at the same. I don't know, just really, oh, I could talk about this for hours. It really makes me angry. And it's like, men don't have to, I'm sure, and I'm not putting this down for anything, they have to worry about this too. Like, it's not just a female thing. I feel it is way more extreme for females. And I feel as if I live in a safer part of America right now. Because I've seen, like, I watch the news. I know it's difficult. And I know this is just one example from one person who lives in a tiny town in Michigan. Like, I don't know what you want me to say, but it's what I've noticed. And I'm going to end this podcast here because otherwise I will talk about this for years. I would like to try and listen to some quiet music to calm myself down before I have to go back in my house and deal with more stuff I don't want to deal with, such as homework. So I'm going to go. I hope you enjoyed this podcast of me ranting about being afraid to go out at night. Because I didn't enjoy filming it, but I think if you listen to it, it may be beneficial. If you listen to it, whatever you want me to say. I don't know. I'm gonna go. Thank you for listening. If you, like, agree with any of this, or if you want to point something else out, send me a DM on my Instagram. It'll be linked in the description. I'll put the link, and I'll put my username, whatever. Anyway, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I hope you related to it a little bit. I hope you didn't relate to it at all, but I know you probably did. And it's really unfortunate. But anyway, thank you for listening. Rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. The usual ending of a podcast. I don't know. I'm going to go. Have a good night.